Rubio's Tips to Traveling. If you know me and what I do at all, you know I travel a ton. I have taken to this blog to let you know about some interesting chaps I have been a witness to in the past and will vent yet again today. In June and July, I was on approximately 50 flights, had been in 20 states and countless hotels. Pretty amazing if I do say so myself. In all of my travels, I have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. You would be absolutely shocked at how many of the things that I have encountered in airports, hotels, and on the road. I have created a list of things people need to work on to make traveling a tad easier on all. Some, slash all of them, will seem a bit basic, but are all things I've encountered, seriously, and should be worked on. Since I like to keep this blog to roughly 5 minutes for the reader, I have to break it down into segments. This will be part one of a possible 900, and please feel free to contribute. Here we go. When you are getting on a flight, check out the paper they give you. When you are getting on a plane, they give you a ticket. On that ticket, they have information for you. One of the biggest bits on there is a number and letter that tells you what row and seat you are located on the flight. It is astonishing to me how often people don't get this right, or how many times I've had to tell someone they're in my seat, the best is when they argue with me about it, or how many times I've seen people stare at their ticket in amazement as they proceed down the aisle holding up every single person getting on the flight. Quick hint, the numbers go up. So, row 1 is 1, row 2 is 2, and it just keeps on going. Need some help? Ask the flight attendant and let's get moving, people. When you're getting off your flight, so is everyone else. Last time I checked, no one lives on a Delta airplane. Therefore, everyone is getting off. Just like you got on and found your seat, when you land, it is time to relinquish your seat and depart. Now, to make it easy, everyone should just exit from the front to the back. Seems easy enough, right? Wrong. For some reason, there's an epidemic of people that love to rush past you and not allow a person out of their row. Got a tight connection? So does everyone else. Want to get back home? So does everyone else. What I like to do to combat the quote-unquote rushers, people that rush the aisle, is just stick my hoof out so they know that I'm also leaving the plane. The best part is people get mad at me for wanting to exit. Check it out. You will notice the epidemic. Together, we can stop it. When you are attempting to get into an elevator, you should let the people out of the elevator first. One would think it would be quite obvious and basically a third-grade science lesson. If an object is full, you will need to remove items before adding more. But for some reason, this is tricky to many people in the world. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I walked to the edge of the elevator on my way out and have a stare down with someone as they tried to bull me over to get in. At this point in my travelness, I simply stand my ground and wait. My theory is at some point they will have to let me out or they will never be able to get in. I'm going to halt right here before I throw my computer against the wall from being so fired up and sparking so many bad memories. As stated, this will undoubtedly have to be a possible 900-part segment to the blog as I continue to travel. Don't hesitate to comment if you feel the need. Together, we can enlighten the world.